Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Do you wish you knew the saints better? Overwhelmed with all the events in Catholic history and just wish you could tie it all together? It's tough work, and even scientists have determined that it takes approximately 400 repetitions to create a new synapse in the brain. Unless it is done with play, in which case it takes between 10 and 20 repetitions. Introducing Saint Cards, where the facts about saints and history are presented in fun and engaging games for ages 4 to 104. Check out Saint Cards at saintcards.com and begin the fun for your family, school, and parish today.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
What are you doing this Lent? The St. Paul Center is streaming their newest video Bible study for free starting Ash Wednesday. Based on Scott Hahn's renowned covenantal theology, this is a study no one should miss. Invite your friends, Catholic or not. Don't miss your chance to see this premium study for free. Go to stpaulcenter.com to sign up today.
Perfect. Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect.
Go ahead, bang on it.
No heart?
You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
This is Patchwork Heart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Breadbox Media. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Thanks, Adam, and welcome to the program, everybody. I am Bill Snyder, and it is a pleasure to have you joining us here on Young Catholics Respond. No matter where you're listening, that audience is growing all around the globe. We hear from people all over the United States tuning in and listening. And thank you so much for tuning in and listening, no matter how you are doing so today. I want to remind you that you can reach out to us on the web. Our website is patchworkheart.org. And you can also email us at info@patchworkheart.org. Don't forget to check out our Patreon account as well. You can find us there and know who's coming up on our radio show the day before it goes to air on iTunes via our podcast network, and join us on our social media as well. Today, my guest on Young Catholics Respond is John Rossell, and John is a wonderful man. He has worked for over a dozen years in Catholic education and other ministry settings among diverse populations. He has a graduate level degree in the fields of education, philosophy, theology, and business. And he started a nonprofit company called Stay Close to Christ. And he's been married for a year and a half to a youth minister, Kelly, and they just had their first born son, John Rossell IV. AKA Little John. John, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining me today on Young Catholics Respond.
Thank you, Bill. It's an honor.
Yeah, so John, you have a very diverse background. You have a lot of different things, and I want to kind of tap in the first half of the program into your story. It sounds like you've been dedicated to the Catholic Church for quite a long time. So just give us your story.
Absolutely. And I just, by way of disclaimer, Bill, I just want to clarify something that I don't want to sound too erudite here, too scholarly. I only have graduate degrees in education and philosophy, but I've studied at the graduate level in theology and business, but I don't have degrees in those, just to be clear there.
All right. Very good.
Absolutely. And so what was your question, Bill?
Yeah, just start off telling us your story about how you came into the faith, grew up in faith. What is your story?
Well, I suppose I could call myself a cradle Catholic, mass going every Sunday, holy day of obligation. Even when we would make frequent trips down to Disney World, we always would go to mass, and that would bother me as a boy, because that meant I couldn't get to the parks as early as possible to shorten the line rides. But it was important that we go to mass, and we went to Catholic school and so forth. But I must say that it was more a matter probably of going through the motions, like so many Catholics who've grown up in the faith would describe probably as well. And it just didn't resonate until more in college. I was at Creighton University and had some great Catholic friends, and they encouraged me a lot with Bible studies, reading C.S. Lewis. The trilemma especially spoke to me, that Jesus was not just a Santa Claus type figure that was just a good thing to think about, but was a real historical person who had given his life for me. And that especially came home to me in my sophomore year in college when I watched The Passion of the Christ, and that just really broke through to me that all that God had done for me. And then I wanted to do something for him, similar to the name of your show here. I wanted to respond to him. And so although I'd grown up wanting to be more of a Disney animator, that was my first big dream. And then in college, when I first started, I was thinking more about law school. For the first time, I wanted to do ministry to help souls also to come to know God in Jesus Christ. And then I started to think about teaching.
Beautiful. You know, I know you have a teaching background and spent a lot of time teaching high schoolers the faith, which is something that, you know, is so well needed. I mean, you know, in those young formative years in developing the faith of high schoolers is so important. A lot of people do come to Christ at that age. What are some of the things that you would see in that age group of young people that were striving for God and looking for God? What were some of their questions, and how did you help answer them?
That's a great question. Oh boy. So they have so many questions. Let me tell you something. One thing I discovered very quickly is that although some areas of theology could be a little bit dry or dull for them, the moment you got on the topic of angels and demons, boy, they could stay there all day. They could talk about the spiritual, the realm of, especially of angels, probably all throughout the year. You could have a graduate level course on angels. So anything about angels, that was like a royal road to them. And to me, what that pointed to was that deep down there is an awareness that there is something beyond just this material world. And that they had that sense that there must be more, and they wanted to learn more about angels. You know, obviously they're also interested in sexuality and questions around morality with sexuality as well. And but ultimately what I was trying to come back to was Jesus Christ, obviously. And so that's where I coined a little motto for the class that really caught on, which was stay close to Christ. At the start of every class, I'd ask the students, hey, what are we going to do today? And they would cheer, stay close to Christ. And at the end of class, I'd say, stay close to Christ. And they'd say, you too, Mr. Rozelle. And then they'd say that to me in the hallways and call it across the parking lot. I even heard they sometimes would say that to each other. And so it was kind of like a Christian, may the force be with you, grounding the class in that intimacy with the Lord, which is most important.
Yeah, you know, you bring that up, and that's such a really good point. That I think a lot of people in our society struggle with. A lot of young people struggle with this, as you mentioned before. This, you know, Santa Claus faith or Santa Claus Jesus. He's not just a mythical creature. He's a very real person that comes to us in the sacraments and in, you know, our lives. He's alive. When you see how much, you know, high schoolers can come to that relationship and know that relationship and then respond and be able to say, stay close to Christ, and you know, blasting that out through the hallways or in the parking lot of a high school, you've definitely made a difference. You've gotten into their thinking behind this and combated this relativistic world just a little bit, right? I mean, it's so hard to do that. Even in their struggles and their questions, I think every human heart knows that there's something more out there. There's something more out there than just, this world. It's wonderful that you were able to, for such a long time, be able to help young people, stay close to Christ and do just that. So the wider vision and the calling for your life obviously led you to marriage. But you want to talk to us just a little bit about how you came to that as well in that vocation?
Sure. In college, I fell in love with a wonderful young lady, and we got engaged in our senior year. And for I'll spare you the gory details, but for a variety of reasons, that did not work out. And I ended up teaching for a couple of years on an Indian reservation, South Dakota, Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. And to tell you the truth, the whole time that I was dating that original lady, I was telling her about how much it was in my heart to think about the priesthood. And especially afterward, as I was to use a kind of an image from your work of having, you know, my heart patched up a bit there, the priesthood came back really strong into my heart. And so I did apply and was accepted into the Society of Jesus, the Jesuits, at the end of those 2 years on the Indian reservation, and was in the Jesuits for 6.5 years, in fact, doing varieties of the novitiate, which was an awesome experience, including the 30-day spiritual exercises, a silent retreat that was created by St. Ignatius Loyola, and then doing some graduate study and then some more teaching. And eventually, it took a while, but I came to realize that really that life wasn't a good fit for me either, to tell you the truth. As much as I wanted it to work out, it just wasn't. It just wasn't.
That's beautiful. But you know what? That's a beautiful thing, John, because I met somebody who once told me, and I've discerned priesthood as well for a period of time. And I think that it's every man's responsibility to pursue and think about it, you know, and you clearly did. And so regardless of whether it was what your true calling was, it's beautiful. It's beautiful that you felt that, you answered that, and now you're doing this. So continue the story.
Really,
sorry.
Really grew in my faith absolutely during that time, and still have some of the best friends in my life from that time period.
Yeah.
So after I left the Jesuits, a few months later, as God's providence would have it, I met the love of my life, Kelly, and within a year, we actually got married. And so it was pretty, I think we both kind of been around the block and knew what we were looking for at that point. And so it just clicked. And so then shortly after we got married, we started this little company. It started off as basically I was a Catholic book and gift store junkie. I have spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars at various Catholic bookstores, and I was also quite an aficionado of these little things called tiny saints. They're kind of like keychains of the saints. You have to see them to believe them. They're just so cute. And I was buying them. They're only $5 or so a piece, and giving them away to people. Well, my wife, after we got married, she said, "John, you're quite a salesman. And in fact, actually, I think teaching involves a lot of sales skills and so forth. What if instead of buying all these tiny saints, what if we started selling them?" And so I got in touch with the creator of Tiny Saints, and he encouraged me to start my own retail company. And when it came time to name that company, I was tempted, because I really like my last name, Roselle, tempted to name it something kind of egomaniacal, like Roselle Industries, Roselle Enterprises. You know, that all sounded really good to me. However, in the back of my mind, I thought, well, what if I named it after that motto that I used in teaching? So I asked the CPA, hey, could I name it Stay Close to Christ? And that wasn't a typical name, but she said, by all means, go ahead. And so we've got that on the books as Stay Close to Christ. And it just really worked as a company. And we became a top retailer, not only of Tiny Saints, but a variety of other product lines, going to different conferences. We were at the Focus Seek conference in Indianapolis with about 18,000 young Catholics, which highly recommend. Have you ever been to that? One of those conferences, Bill?
No, I haven't, but it's definitely on my list to go and attend one. John, I got to take that short break for my listening audience right now, but you left us off with a perfect teaser for the second half of the program. So we're going to come back and talk more about the company, more about Tiny Saints, and more about what John is doing with Stay Close to Christ, his company. So right after this, we'll be back on Young Catholics Respond. I am Bill Snyder.
How has the Men of Christ Conference impacted men and families?
Right now we're running a farm. We work farmers markets on Saturdays. So my real job is being a teacher. The excuses I had, we were trying to split the time between the farm and the family. How do you make time for God? How do you make time for a conference? You just make time. It gives me an opportunity to take in and recharge spiritually. I want to invite these men to come closer to Christ, because ultimately that's our goal. The impact that Men of Christ has on my life is that it has really made me more an efficient man. It's really shown me the gravity of my responsibility, especially in the spiritual realm.
Join 3,000 men on Saturday, March 30 in Milwaukee for the Men of Christ Conference. Learn more and register at menofchrist.net. That's menofchrist.net.
Patchwork Heart Ministry is committed to sowing hope into broken hearts by helping young people encounter the love of Jesus Christ and His Catholic Church through prayer, storytelling, and media initiatives. We invite you to prayerfully consider supporting this mission financially. Mail your tax-deductible donation to Patchwork Heart Ministry at P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, zip code 53147. Or visit patchworkheart.org to donate online. That's Patchwork Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 53147, or online at patchworkheart.org.
Judy Hare was a bankrupt, homeless, drug-addicted college dropout on the brink of divorce, but is now a seminary graduate and devoted wife and mother of four children. What happened? Find out in her autobiography, Shattered, How God Restored My Heart and Life. Her journey of faith has been called brutally honest, truly inspiring, profound, heartbreaking, and life-changing. Shattered is available now for only $15 on her website, judyhare.com, on amazon.com, or at your local Catholic bookstore. As Judy says, it is never too late to become the person you deserve and desire to be. So stop wishing for change and start doing something about it by reserving your copy of Shattered today.
St. Therese of Lisieux's Little Way of the Cross, written by Victoria Clarizo and designed by Just Love Prince, is a beautiful prayer booklet that helps you pray the Stations of the Cross. Use these reflections to meditate on the great love and mercy that Jesus had for us as he journeyed to Calvary. The Little Way of the Cross includes gems from Scripture, the writings of St. Therese, and the words of Jesus from the imagination and prayer of the author. Go to justloveprince.com to get your copy today.
Your heart is always beating, but you never have to think about it.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Welcome back to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. And Thank you again for tuning in to us. Just that reminder, check out us on Patreon, Twitter, Facebook. We're there. Connect with us everywhere to get exclusive updates about our ministry. Even the MailChimp mailing list would love to have you guys connect and with us right here on patchworkheart.org. Today, my guest is John Rossell, and we're talking about all different kinds of things, but we're talking about his company here, Stay Close to Christ, today. And he left us off with a great teaser right ahead of the break, talking about him and his wife, a company that he started to promote different Catholic religious articles and things. So, John, just tell us a little bit more about the company, and especially some of the different things that you are promoting and selling. I know you mentioned Tiny Saints, but go ahead and fill us in a little more.
Absolutely. And if it would be helpful to you, Bill, or your listeners, you can find the website at stayclosetochrist.com, and a picture's worth a thousand words, as they say. And so you can see some of what I'm talking about. But yes, we started the company originally to sell Tiny Saints because I just loved them, wanted to share them with people. And the company grew by leaps and bounds into a variety of other product lines. We've got another product by the creator of Tiny Saints called 10 Weeks Charms. They're these adorable little embryo charms. They're the cutest pro-life witnessing tool that I know of on the market. They can go on your keys or a backpack, and they're the size of the human embryo at 10 weeks, and the embryo is actually holding a heart, symbolic of that bond that the child has with the mother and so forth, and of course his or her own little heartbeat. We've got a variety of books, some CDs and DVDs that are a lot of fun for the whole family and growing in their faith. I think the main focus of the company in naming it Stay Close to Christ is offering those Catholic gifts, those inspiring Catholic gifts that are going to help each person to stay close to Christ in their life. And that's really what a sacramental, most of these are what in the Catholic Church we would call sacramentals. So they're material things that help us to be open to the grace of God. They're not direct sacraments per se, of course, but they just help us to be open to the grace of God in other ways. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. I had a Catholic priest who one time told me that sacramentals, whether it be a miraculous medal or something like Tiny Saints, or you know, one of the embryo things you're talking about, they're antennas that allow us to receive God's grace, much like we receive a radio station that you're listening to this on now. So it's just like having a little antenna in your pocket or on your keychain. Which is awesome, because you know we need God's power and things to point us to Him everywhere and all the time. What are some of the things that people come back and talk to you about that they love? You know, what are these? You know, I mean, like, are people collecting these little tiny saints like they're collecting Beanie Babies?
Oh my gosh, yes, man! I've seen many impressive collections. I've heard of a tiny saint even replacing a Pokemon on some kid's backpack. He actually took off the Pokemon charm and put on the tiny saint. So I'd say that's an improvement. But yeah, they're reminders of our friends in heaven, and that they're with us in our journey here on earth as well. I actually met a guy at a men's conference, and I complimented his watch, and he happened to mention he's a big Rolex fan, and this was his third Rolex and so forth. And so, pretty impressive guy. He's in his 60s, and he says, "I've got a lot of rosaries. You want to see the one that I like to carry?" And sure enough, he pulls out a Tiny Saints rosary, because there is a Tiny Saints rosary. I almost fell over, and I said, "Well, sir, as the Lord said, you must become like a child to inherit the kingdom. So I suppose you're on your way to that. So these tiny saints, they're of course, they're great for kids, but they're also great for the young at heart as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, these people that are coming back, you know, they come back, they say, oh, you know, these collections are inspiring me in my faith. What is your favorite tiny saint image or you know, little dude or dudette?
Yeah, I really love them all. Maybe the Veronica, because it has, there isn't a tiny saint of Jesus, because of course he's not a tiny saint, and you're not going to put Jesus on your keys or something. But the Veronica one, she has the veil with the image of Christ, the face of Christ. And what I like to explain with people with the tiny saints is that they all have the same face. And at least the way I interpret that, all of the saints show us the same face. They reflect the face of Christ. And so perhaps that's helpful to think about it that way. But every single tiny saint has its own charm, so to speak. And yeah. But so, Bill, you don't have your own tiny saint yet?
I don't have my own, but my fiance, her name is Agnes. And so when I was out in at a conference, I had spotted the Saint Agnes tiny saint and gave that to her. It's on her keychain. So she carries Saint Agnes with her all the time, and with the little lamb in it. And it's kind of hard to find I don't know if there's a Saint William. There is a Saint William, but I'm not sure. It's always a hard saint to find.
Unfortunately, that one hasn't been created yet, but I'd love to send you a tiny saint for yourself. I love to give people their first tiny saint for themselves. So who would you like if you can't have Saint William?
If I can't have Saint William, there has to be a good one for Saint Christopher. Considering I do some Uber driving on the side, I can always use that.
I think Saint Christopher should definitely be the patron saint of Uber. And for drivers, that's awesome. I'll send them your way, Bill.
So, and if there's any Uber drivers out there listening, consider the Saint. Any good Catholic Uber drivers out there? I know there's a few good Catholic Uber drivers out there listening to this. So, you know, definitely think about getting yourself a Saint Christopher. One patron saint of travelers, or Saint Gabriel too, right? He's the patron saint of the of messengers and radio broadcasters too. So he's a good one too.
Awesome. And Bill, what I took the liberty of doing for your listeners was to create a 20% coupon for them, so a 20% discount off of their entire purchase and anything they want, no minimum order. They can just go to stayclosetochrist.com. And my understanding is you're going to go ahead and put this in the show notes. But if they just want to keep this in mind, the discount code is YoungCatholics20. So it's Young Catholics, that's plural, like the name of your show, YoungCatholics20, all in caps, YoungCatholics20. At checkout, they'll save 20%, which should help bring down the cost on everything.
Yeah, that's so generous, John. Really appreciate it, and you know, especially as you know, Easter is, you know, Lent and Easter is that time when we kind of you know, focus in on the spirituality. And there's a really good way for us to model after the lives of the saints, and this just, you know, brings that person with you, you know, in your car or wherever you are, and you're always carrying. You're always carrying saints, you know, with you and asking them to intercede for you. So, you know, just think about, you know, using that for Easter gifts or Lenten gifts, you know, as you're doing Easter baskets. What a better way to put, some things in your kids' Easter baskets, for this, you know, upcoming Easter, other than just Peeps. I mean, I love Peeps and, you know, candy is good, but tiny saints and some other nice religious articles are good. A good thing too. I don't know. Are you a fan of Peeps? I'm a huge fan of Peeps.
I like them, but there's something about them. They just make me laugh. But I'm going to steal that line from you, Bill, if I may, that we can improve upon Peeps. You know, Aquinas says grace builds on nature. So stay close to Christ builds on Peeps. You know, this is, yeah, we're going to build Easter basket than just Peeps. But yes, are awesome.
Yeah, well, hey, thank you so much for being here today, John. I want to make sure, are there any other things that you want to highlight, especially during the Lenten season, that are out there for people?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Like you said, it's all good. It's all good for that. I nothing specific to Lent at this time, I wouldn't say, no.
Okay, well, awesome. Hey, thank you so much for coming on, sharing your story, and sharing about, you know, the ways that these little sacramentals can improve the lives of everybody out there listening. So I really appreciate your time today, coming on and chatting with me, and sharing. Yeah. Hey, well, let's close with stay close to Christ, right?
You too, Bill. Thank you. Stay close to Christ. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, this has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. Until next time, from all of us here at Patchwork Heart Ministry, I'm Bill Snyder. Keep beating to your Catholic heart.
You've been listening to Young Catholics Respond, a radio initiative of Patchwork Heart Ministry. To learn more about our ministry and program, visit us at patchworkheart.org. Or to get exclusive access and early ministry updates, become our patron on Patreon by searching for Patchwork Heart Ministry.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.
CMF Curo is the country's first Catholic healthcare ministry to provide an affordable health-sharing solution rooted in Catholic teaching and community. Learn more at mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast. That's mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast.